every single day that they used to bring two tzemidim. One was a korban atam you brought in the morning, and one was a korban atam you brought bein habayim in the afternoon. So now we're talking about when did they bring the afternoon korban atamid. What time of the day did they bring it? Is tamid nishchat b'shmoina. Used to make the shchita the eighth hour umakta. 8.5 hours of the day. So that's usually 2:30, that should be. Because up until 12 o'clock is called 6 hours. Like usually the day starts 6 o'clock. So 6 to 12 is 6 hours. And then another 2 hours, 8.5 hours, that's 2:30. At 2:30 in the afternoon, that's when you used to make the shchitam for the korban atamid ben abayim. The korav betisho machta, and it took 1 hour for them to do the whole avodah, and they finished the akrovam by 3:30, by 9.5 hours of the day. So Rashi, tamid shabein abayim, the korav betisho machta, gemar akrovosoi sheyoshayin shoachas. It took 1 hour basiyosim, more porish timer. The Gemara will explain how do we know that they started to shech the animal at 2:30 and it was finished by 3:30. But this is every day of the year. Now, Ba'arvei Pesachim, what about Erev Pesach? Nishchat b'sheva machza. They did it 1 hour earlier. The 7.5 hour of the day at 1:30, they shechted the korban atamid. The korav b'shmeinu machza. At 2:30, they finished doing the whole korban atamid. Because the halacha is, on Erev Pesach, you have to bring the korban Pesach. Now the korban pesach is first brought after the tamid shobein abayim, so therefore they bedafka made the korban tamid a little bit earlier. Today there'll be more time in the afternoon to be yosig and bring in the different kabbonis of a korban pesach, because every yid used to bring his own korban pesach kamat. So there were a lot of korban pesachs brought. So therefore they wanted to have enough time to bring the korban pesach. So they used to make it a little bit earlier the korban atamid that it should be finished by 2:30. So from 2:30 till the night time, they will bring in the korban pesach. The Mishnah says, "Bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos." Whether erev pesach comes down in the middle of the weekday, or whether it comes out on Shabbos, it's the same halacha. That what they used to bring it at 1:30, they would start, and 2:30 they would finish. What about chal liyos erev pesach? It ended off. What about erev pesach came out liyos erev Shabbos? Is erev pesach came out on erev Shabbos? Is halacha nishchat b'sheishu machza. They used to make the shchita 6.5. That means at 12:30 they used to make the shchita. That's the earliest time you can make the shchita for the tamid shabein abayim. That's the earliest time to daven mincha, 12:30. The korah b'sheva machza. They finished it at 1:30. For yapesach achrav. After they finished the tamid shabein abayim, that's when they started to bring the korban apesach. So Rashi says, Arvei Pesachim, Matinim Leh, they used to make the Torah a little bit earlier, Mishum the boy Lemevat Pesach Achrab. Because the Korban of Pesach comes after they finish the Korban Tomid Shobein Rabayim. The Bryce Mephorsh B'Gemorah, Minolim the Pesach Achrab Tomid. The Gemara will explain how do we know this, that the Korban of Pesach had to come after the Tomid they brought Ben Rabayim. Chal Erev Pesach, the Erev Shabbos. So Binin Leh Akdumei. Now you have to do it even a little bit earlier. Tfei. Why? Mishum the boy lishchay pesach achrav, but it's leisim aboy joim. If erev pesach is erev Shabbos, the lachi usually is you have to shech the korban atomid, korban pesach in the afternoon. When in the afternoon? After the korban atomid shobein abayim. So after you shechted it, you used to have to roast it also. So on a regular erev pesach, you could even roast it at night, because on yom tov you're allowed to roast. What about if erev pesach is erev Shabbos? So when it comes at nighttime, Pesach, it's Shabbos. On Shabbos, you can't roast the meat. So you had to get finished roasting your korban Pesach also before nighttime. So come to say, you had to shech the korban at Pesach in the afternoon, and you had to roast it also. So you needed the most time. So therefore, in such a case, they made the Tomid Shobein Abayim the earliest possible, that the earliest time possible is 12:30, and they finished by 1:30. So from 1:30 on, they were oisik in the korban at Pesach. That they had to shech the korban pesach, and they have to finish roasting the meat before it came Shabbos. Masheken on the regular of Pesach, they didn't need that much time, because if they didn't finish roasting, they would roast it by night. You're allowed to roast on the Yom Tov. So, the Gemara, Minohani Mili, how do we know these are the times when you bring a korban atomit Shabbein Abayim? How do you know this is the time? Omri Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the Yom HaKroah, the Pesach says, one korban you bring in the morning. That's one tamid. The first korban in the morning is a korban atamid. And the second korban atomid, that's brought bein haboyim in the afternoon. Now, what does bein haboyim mean? We're saying haboyim means the avminer is between chatzos of the day and the night time. That's what it means. In between the chatzos of the daytime, 12 o'clock, and night time, in between that, bring it. So we say, chokol divided up, lebein shnei abayim, into two different parts. Make it, bein shoyis umachs lekan, 2.5 hours after chatzos, and shtei shoyis umachs lekan, 2.5 hours before night time, v'shoachas lasi yosai, and 1 hour in the middle to bring the korban atomid. That's the time to do it. So may will be very good that if you say chatzos is 12 o'clock, so give yourself 2.5 hours, that's till 2:30. 2:30 to 3:30, bring the korban, and from 3:30, then you have till 6, which is usually night time, that's when you have the other 2 hours. So that's how you get exactly to do it between 2:30 and 3:30. So drashi beinu aboyin, mishay shoyis lamali, after 12 o'clock in the day, shatzel noita, when the sun, the shadow, starts turning. Karinim beinu aboyin, that's called beinu aboyin. Ve'evelei lemichtav be'erev. Really, the pasuk should have said, bring the tomid be'erev, in the evening. V'shonim b'dibura, the Torah changes its loshin, v'kosav beinu aboyin. The Torah says, beinu aboyin. What does that mean? L'drosha. That means, choluk, divide up, ho'erev l'shnei chalukim. Divide up like the afternoon in two halves. Shtei shoyis umachs lekan. 2.5 hours, the first 2.5 hours, that's till 2:30. Koydim l'asiyosin, before you start doing the korban atomid. Ubei shoyis umachs lekan li'achras yosin. And after 2:30, when you finish, you have till 6 o'clock, another 2.5 hours. That's pshat, that's how you get exactly in the half. It's the 1 hour in the middle of the afternoon, that's when you have to bring the korban atomid. So this pshat, as mamish midyaraisa, that's the time to bring the korban atomid, shavein abayim, has to bedafka be between 2:30 and 3:30. For the Gemara, most of Rav has a kasher on this. If you tell me now it's exeris akosiv, it has to be from 2:30 to 3:30. Avakasha, Mishnah says that certain times is different. Biyarveit sochim. If you have erev Pesach, the locher is nishchat b'shevo machzah. They used to start the korban atomid shobein abayim at 1:30, the 7.5 hours of the day. V'korav v'shmeinu machzah, and it was finished by 2:30. Bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. Whether Erev Pesach is a weekday, or whether Erev Pesach is a Shabbos, it's the same thing. That's what our Mishnah says. So at this time, Erev Pesach, you made the Korban Atomid a little bit earlier. Now the kasher is, if you're going to tell me, that you dashed in the Pesach, Bein Harabayim means, the time to bring the Korban Shobein Harabayim has to be, Badafka from 2:30 to 3:30. That's what the Torah tells us. So if you're telling me now it's midiraisum, heichi makdiminin lei. How on Erev Pesach do we have a right to make it earlier? If the Torah says madafka from 2:30 to 3:30, how could we do it from 1:30 to 2:30? We have no right to do it earlier if it's midiraisum. Elohim HaRava. Therefore Rava says like this. Mitzvah soy de tomid avad de midiraisum. You have the whole afternoon to bring the kormid, tomid, the tomid shobein abayim. Mitzvah soy de tomid mishinotu tzlola yerif. As soon as the shadow, the sun starts moving towards the west side, but right after chatzay sayoyim, that's when it's zman, that's called bein aboyim already. You could really bring the korban atomid then. So Rashi, Elohim HaRova, kula takanta de rabbonin hi. Havada de zmanim of the mishnah is only with the rabbonin. To midiraisa kol shei shoyis achroinus kesheris. All the last 6 hours of the afternoon is kosher to bring the tomid shebein abayim. What does that mean? Tahaino mechiyinotu tzlali erev, when the shadow starts turning. Tahaino mechatsi sheva v'yelech. So Rashi says here it means 12:30. Not at 12 o'clock, but at 12:30. At shevo machza. 12:30 v'yelech from then on, shachama noita l'marav. That's when the sun starts moving towards the west side. V'yatzeh l'mizrach, and mainly your shadow is now towards the east side. Because kishodam oimei negrachama tzilo noitel l'mizrach. When you're standing near the sun, so your shadow goes the other way. Now, chatzi sheis v'chatzi sheva, from 11:30 until 12:30, here medes b'yemtzerikiyah. That's when the sun is exactly above us, and there's no shadow then. Your sun is straight above the Yeshada was straight down. The ain't tail noitum, el tail kolodim tachtov. Vashenka, when it comes 12:30, that's when the sun goes a little bit towards the west side. And Melu, your shadow is towards the east side. That's called Bein Habayim. So Midiraisa, really, you could bring the Tomet Shul Bein Habayim 12:30. That's when you could do it. So the Morse is like this. Yeelo, Omar Rabba, Mitzvah said the Tomet Mishinot to Sol Yerub. Habizoi, my timer. What's the reason? The Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says, Bein Habayim. What does that mean? Meyidna at the time, the Maschil Shim Shul Amarim. At the time the sun started to move towards the west side, that's called already Bein Habayim. Means when the sun started to go back to the west. So when is that? That's 12:30. Hilkach, Sotrat, Yugmarim. Vishar Yomais HaShana, a regular year, a regular day in the year, really you could bring the Tomet Shul Bein Habayim when? At 12:30. Now the reason why the Mishnah says that they used to wait 2 hours until 2:30 was the Yikin Adorim and the Dovis. Because throughout the whole year, you could bring a Neder and the Dovis. Somebody wants to bring a Neder, he wants to bring a Korban Shlomim, he wants to bring a Korban Oilo, so they could bring it throughout the daytime. Now the halacha is, once they brought the Tomet Shel Bein Habayim, they did not bring any other Korbanos after that. Usually the last Korban of the day was the Tomet Shel Bein Habayim, except for the Korban HaPesach. That we'll see later why. The Korban HaPesach came after the Tomet Shel Bein Habayim. But a chutz from Korban HaPesach, the halacha is, once they brought the second Tomet Shel Bein Habayim, you're not allowed to bring any other Korbanos. So let's say a Yid's going to come out of place, and say, I came far away, I want to bring Korban Shlomim now. If they're going to bring the Tomet Shel Bein Habayim at 12:30, so the Yid that came too late, he's going to miss it. He'll be too late to bring the Shlomim. Therefore, the Chum said, let's wait. Let's give people time to come to the Beis HaMikdash to bring their Korban Shlomim or their Korban Oilo, whatever it is. And therefore, they pushed it off for 2 hours. They waited until 2:30, that's when they first brought the Tomet Shel Bein Habayim. Today, that other people could bring their Nedarim and Nedarim first. The Rachmanim, the Torah says, what does that mean? That on this you should bring the chalavim, the other fats, other kabonis. The Yom Amar Widashin, Oleha Hashlem Kola Kabonis Kulim. That means this goes on the Tomet Shel Shachar. That means after you brought the Tomet in the morning, on that, bring any other carbon you want. Lafuke, once you bring the second Tomet, Shel Bein Habayim, no carbon could be brought after that. So if you want to bring in a Dovim or a Nedarim or a Dovois, you have to bring it after the Tomet Shel Shachar, before you bring the Tomet Shel Bein Habayim. That's why a regular day in the year, they pushed it off for 2 hours to give people more time to come and bring their Kabbonis. Trashi, Oleh Achel V'Yashlomim, Al Tomet Shel Shachar, after you brought the Tomet in the morning, Hashlem Kol HaKabbonis, finish bringing any other carbon you want to bring today. But don't bring it after you brought the Tomet Shel Bein Habayim. The Lacha Tomet Erev, once they brought the second Tomet, the second carbon, Leitakrev carbon, you're not allowed to bring any other carbon after that. Lefikach, therefore, Afal Pisha's reason, Matim Lemitzvahs, even though really there's a Svara, go bring the Tomet Shel Bein Habayim right away, because it should be a Zoriz. Bring it at 12:30. Heskino Liachra, they mustakin wait 2 more hours. Today she avoyu nidurehem uzvaseim, that people should have more time to bring their korban neder on the davar. They could bring a shlomim, they could bring an oila. V'yekosha liakrivon. Yeah. Now the Shabbos nami Rashi says afagad the lekin darim and davis. Even though regular Shabbos throughout the whole year, you're not allowed to bring a neder and a davar on Shabbos. So the chura on a regular Shabbos, they should have brought the Tomet Shel Bein Habayim at 12:30. Still Rashi says like mishum aloy plug. The Rabbanu made it, just like the whole year, you bring it at 2:30, on Shabbos also they brought it at 2:30. They didn't make any difference. So that's Pshat now Mishnah. A regular day of the year, they brought it at 2:30 to give you an extra 2 hours to bring the Nedarim and Nedavos. Something more vital. Yeah. Kumiachrin Lei, Tartishra, they postponed it 2 hours. They first start to shech the carbon Shel Bein Habayim the 8.5 hour of the day, that's 2:30 in the afternoon, and they finished it by 3:30. Now the Mishnah says, when it came there with Pesach, the Yikah Pesach Achrov, that you have to start, you have to first start bringing the Korban HaPesach after you brought the Talmud Shabbat Abayim. So the Melo, they didn't give us 2 hours anymore, wait to 2:30, but rather, Kadminen Lei Shachas. They made it 1 hour earlier. The Avdinen Lei B'Sheva Matzah. They started to shecht the Talmud Shabbat Abayim at 1:30, the 7.5 hours a day, and they finished by 2:30. So therefore, they had from 2:30 till 6 o'clock to do the Korban of Pesach. That's why they made it 1 hour earlier on Erev Pesach. What about now? Mishnah says, Chal Erev Pesach Lios Erev Shabbos. What about if Erev Pesach comes out to be an Erev Shabbos? The Ikonamit Sliosoi Tloidochi Shabbos. Now, after they brought the Talmud Shabbat Abayim, that's after, if it would have been 2:30, now they first have to start to bring the Korban Pesach, and they have to finish roasting the meat before it comes 6 o'clock, because on Shabbat you can't roast it. Therefore, that this is the one day of the year you need the most time, is Mukmin Lai Adina. They left it to bring the Korban HaTomet as soon as possible. And what's the Ikir Adin? B'sheishu Machzor. To bring it 12:30. Now, after 6.5 hours a day at 12:30, that's the first time, the earliest time you could bring the Talmud Shabbat Abayim. That's the way they did it. So by 1:30 they were finished. So 1:30 they started to shech the Korban HaPesach. Everybody bought the Pesach and they started to roast it right away. That's John now Mishnah. The Brisa says like this: Kisidure b'chol, the same way they brought the Korban HaTomid. So any weekday, kach sidure b'Shabbos. Is the same time they brought it when it came out on Shabbos. That's all the Brisa says. There's going to be three different ways how to learn what this Brisa is talking about. It doesn't say really Erev Shabbos, it doesn't say Erev Pesach. Hashem says that the same way they brought the Korban HaTomid in the middle of the weekday was Kach Tzedur B'Shabbos, the same time they brought it on Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, that's what Rabbi Shmuel says. Rabbi Akiva, why not Rabbi Akiva says, Ki Sidura B'Erev Pesach? No, the way they brought it on Shabbos was the same way they brought on Erev Pesach. That's what Rabbi Kiva says. So the Mara Mai Koma, what's the Machloikis here? What's the Machloikis of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva? Is Omer Abaya. Abaya says like this. Hochi Koma. This is what the Machloikis is. That Kisidure B'choyol B'Erev HaPesach. The Brice is talking about Erev Pesach. That's what Abaya adds onto it. On a regular Erev Pesach that comes out on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, at that time the Mishnah says when? We make it at 7:30. At 1:30, we start, is Kach Tzedura B'Shabbos B'Erev HaPesach. The same halacha comes out, if Erev Pesach is Shabbos, it's the same thing. When do we shech the Talmud Shabbat Abayim? At 1:30. Yeah. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, that's what Rabbi Shmuel says. And like this pshat, our Mishnah says like that also. Because our Mishnah says that Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos. When Erev Pesach comes out, whether it's a weekday or whether it's Shabbos, they shech the Talmud Shabbat Abayim at 7.5 hour at 1:30. So that comes out like Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva says no. Ki sidura derev haPesach shechal liyos derev Shabbos. The same way when Erev Pesach comes out on an Erev Shabbos, that then we say you're supposed to bring it the earliest time possible at 12:30. Kach sidura b'Shabbos. That's the same thing that Rabbi Akiva holds on an Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos. Not that Erev Pesach is Erev Shabbos, but Erev Pesach is Shabbos. Still, you have to bring the Talmid as early as possible. Our Mishnah, the Iktoni that says, Bein B'chol, where the Erev Pesach comes out on the weekday, Bein B'Shabbos, where the Erev Pesach is the Shabbos, that they have the same time, which is 1:30, is Rabbi Shmuel. According to this Pshat, it only comes out according to Rabbi Shmuel. Because Rabbi Kiva says no. Rabbi Kiva says a regular Erev Pesach, that Shabbos, when do you bring it? At 12:30. And now Mishnah says no. A regular Erev Pesach, whether it's a Chol or whether it's Shabbos, you bring it at 1:30, not 12:30. So our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Shmuel. So tomorrow, but my commission, according to Abaya, what's the Machlokes? When did they bring the Korban HaTomet Rabbein Abayim? When Shabbos is Erev Pesach? What's the Machlokes? The Machlokes is the Musafin Koidmin LeBezichin Kemiflegim. So Machlokes, if they were able to bring the Bezichin before they brought the Korban HaMusaf. Now on the Shabbos, you have to bring a Musaf. A Musaf with Dash and Mashi brings down Posik, it says Yoim. By Musaf, it doesn't say Loshen Boikir. It says you bring it Uva Yoim, in daytime. So with Dash
Tisibu yoim. Vuloik sibu boikir. Dichsib devar yoim biyoimai. You bring a korban amusid to devar yoim biyoimai. Fekaimala mesayda yuma. Perakamala mamuna. Boikir heve hakdama. Vyoim mashma ichr. Boikir means early in the morning. That means in the morning up until chatzois. Yoim means daytime, means chatzois. So you can't bring the korban amusid before chatzois. That's the earliest time you can bring the korban amusid. So Musav was brought by Chatzos, the sixth hour. Now the shaila is, when did they bring the bezichin? The bezichin is, on every Shabbos, they used to change the lechem upon him. They used to have the 6 to 12 breads on the shulchan, that they used to bake it on Friday, that it came Shabbos, they would take off the old one, and bring in the new one. Now when they took off the old bread, they used to change the levain also. On top of the shulchan were two plates, called bezichim, that inside it had levoina. It had levoina inside the bezichim. They used to take the bezichim, that's these plates, that has levoina inside it, and this they put on top of the mizbeach. That was called akrova. That was the akrova for the lechem upon him. The rest of the 12 breads, I mean all the 12 breads, the kanim used to eat. The only thing they put on the mizbeach was the bezichim. So it's machlokes now, when did they bring the bezichim on the mizbeach? When did they take this levoina, this sense, that was in this plate on top of the shulchan, when they took it off, when did they burn it? As one man the Yama says, it was Vedavka brought after the Korban HaMusaf, and one says, no, you can bring it before the Korban HaMusaf. So that's the Machlokes. The Musafin Koidman Lebezichin Kinefagin. We have Yishmael Savar, Musafin Koidman. That first they had to bring the Korban HaMusaf. Lebezichin. So Mela, Avdulu Le Musafin B'Sheish. When's the first time you can bring the Korban HaMusaf on Shabbos? Is the sixth hour. And that took an hour. So from 6 to 7, they were always thinking of bringing the Korban HaMusaf. Or Vezichin B'Sheva. Mela, they had to bring the Vezichin later. So that was in the 7th hour. The Mela, V'Yopo, then the Tomei B'Sheva Machzor. The earliest time they could do the Tomei Shabbein Abayim was the 7.5 hour, 1:30. That's the Yishmael Svarim. Did Akiva serve? Akiva says no. Vezichin Koydin L'Musafim. You were allowed to be marked there, put the Vezichin on the Mizbeach before they brought the Korban HaMusaf. So Mela, Bezichin b'chomish. You could start early in the morning, the fifth hour of the day, 11 o'clock. You could put the bezichim on the mizbeach. Take plate that had the bezichim that has the levoina, and put the levoina on the mizbeach, 11 o'clock. Or musafim b'sheish. And then you could start doing the korban amusif right away at 12 o'clock. The yovad leila tomid b'sheish u'machzor. And do a fast job this Shabbos. Even though Vaisas usually took an hour, this time do a fast job, and you're able to start the Tamid Shabbein Abayim as soon as possible, 12:30. That's 12:30. So this is the way Abayi learns Pshat in the Braisa. So the Mora Maskev lo Rova. Rova yes the Kasha on Abayim. Midi Rabbi Akiva, Kisidurib Erev HaPesach, Shechal Liyaz Erev HaShabbos Ketoni. This Braisa doesn't say it's talking about Erev Pesach. It's just Am says, it doesn't say a word about Erev Pesach. So why do you Abaya put in this bright to talk about Erev Pesach? That's the question is, Midi Rabbi Kiva, Kisidura b'Erev Pesach, Shchal Liyas b'Erev Shabbos Ketoni. Kisidura b'Erev Pesach, Stam Ketoni. It Stam says a regular Erev Pesach. It doesn't say that the Erev Pesach is an Erev Shabbos. Elo Amar Rova, if Rova says like this, Hochi Koma, this is what the bright means to say the Machloikis is. Kisidura b'Chol. The way you bring a regular korban atum in the middle of the weekday, the Alma, a regular weekday, which is 8:30, which is at 2:30, yeah, is kach sedurah b'Shabbos b'Erev HaPesach. The same thing when Erev Pesach comes out to be Shabbos, you bring it the regular time you bring it the whole year. A regular Erev Pesach, no, not regular, an Erev Pesach that Shabbos, there's no reason to bring it earlier. So Mela, when do we bring it? We bring a mamish at 2:30, like regular time. We'll soon say. Tomorrow we'll soon say why. Tomorrow we'll soon explain why. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. So Rabbi Yishmael says, "We had Akiva Waimano ki sidur b'erev haPesach." The same, just like erev Pesach, that falls out. You do it at 7:30, 7.5 hours, which is 1:30. Here also you do it at 1:30. Melo Matisim Diktoni Al Mishnah that says, "Bein b'chol bein b'Shabbos is Rabbi Akiva." That where the erev Pesach is a weekday or erev Pesach is a Shabbos, you bring it at 1:30. That goes according to Rabbi Akiva. What's the machlokes if you bring it at 2:30 or you bring it at 1:30? Like the Chura, why if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, Do you bring it later than usual? Why do you bring it 2:30? Why not 1:30? Have the Gemara, the michma biswa kimiflagin. The machlokes says if we're afraid if the meat will get spoiled. Hey, then they didn't have refrigerators then, and you're not allowed to roast the meat on Shabbos. So you're only, on Shabbos, that's Erev Pesach, you're allowed to bring the korban out Pesach, you're allowed to shecht it, but the meat, you can't do anything with it. You have to let the meat stay until it comes nighttime, until it comes Yom Tov, and on Yom Tov, you'll be tzaleya, you roast the meat. So the shaila is, will the meat get spoiled this extra hour? That's the machlokes. We have Yishmael Savar, Chashin Lemichma Bisra. We're afraid if you'll shecht the animal at 1:30, we're afraid from 1:30 till 6 o'clock the meat will get spoiled. Therefore he says, don't start shechting it before 2:30. The Akiva Sovar, Loi Chashin Lemichma Bisra. Akiva says, no, I'm not afraid for this extra hour the meat will get spoiled, will get hot and get spoiled. That's the machlokes. If you have the Gemara, Manashach, Loi Chashinon, if you